Walk through the front door of this modest yellow house near downtown Charlottesville, and you might think a party was going on almost every day of the week. This is On Our Own, a place run by and for people with mental illness. Aaron Tucker is its executive director.
We don't monitor people's behaviors. We don't take notes. We're not clinicians, and all of our services are free.
Those services include classes in life skills and group discussions where members explore goals and achievements.
Well, there you go, Andre. See, thank you, Andre. I'm going to jump over to Donna. Donna, how you doing? Have you cut back on eating?
Yeah.
Good for you. Let's give Donna.
Members also work one-on-one with a so-called peer support specialist, someone who understands the shame, isolation, fear, and despair that can accompany mental illness. That's because they, too, were diagnosed with a serious psychiatric disorder and have recovered. One of them, Sina McGill, explains that peer support takes a fundamentally different approach from what other mental health professionals do.
In psychiatry, the boundaries have to be so strict. Don't touch, don't get too close. In peer support, it's about being with that person, you know, and being that person's equal. It's not about having a superiority, you know, going to an expert to get help, like you would a lawyer or a doctor or a mechanic. I hug people.
Of course, many newcomers are already seeing a psychologist, psychiatrist, nurse, or social worker, and often they're taking medication. But Dr. Eugene Simopoulos, a psychiatrist at Western State Hospital, says there is clearly a role for peers who must complete more than 500 hours of training and observation to be certified.
Peer support is immensely important. Individuals who have gone through mental health crisis are our biggest allies in terms of providing hope to patients.
And this man, who asked that we just call him Jeff, says it saved his life after a long struggle with depression.
Peer support is a mysterious and wonderful thing. I'm living evidence that it works. Cray Deeds was here like a month or so ago. And at one point during the group, someone said, you know, this place saved my life. And I popped in and I said, everybody who's here, raise your hand if On Our Own saved your life. Everybody.
With a budget of about $400,000 a year in government funding, grants, and donations, the center serves about 700 people a year. And Larry Almarode, on the board of a peer support center in Chesterfield called Friends for Recovery, says it can clearly save the state money in the long run.
I could run a respite center for $450,000 a year. That's about the cost of two hospital stays.
What's more, peer support may benefit two for the price of one. Again, peer support specialist Sina McGill.
Not only is it helping the person they're giving to, it's helping themselves. When your pain feels like there is a positive aspect to it, when you can give back, that's healing in itself.
There are about a dozen peer support centers around the state, including On Our Own in Roanoke and We Care in Southwest Virginia. Funding them is a challenge, but next year, government will provide peer specialists with the support they need, paying them through Medicaid for their part in helping others with mental illness to recover. I'm Sandy Houseman.